Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Since I've been taking it, I can actually wear a pair of sandals because the pain sometimes would be so bad, I would never wear a pair of sandals. Now, I could drive the car with sandals. My feet don't hurt me. I used to go to bed at night, and my feet used to keep me up all night long. No more. My feet haven't bothered me since I've been taking this. I could even walk barefoot, which I could never do before. I really feel great. I really, really do. I feel like I used to feel, you know?
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
It's weather sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Since November 3rd, the mainstream media has tried to just say it every step of the way, this is hopeless for Donald Trump. He should just concede. They've been trying to push Joe Biden, through to the finish line. But this fight is not over yet, not by a long shot. So we're following the process that's laid out in the U.S. Constitution, designed specifically by our founding fathers to make sure that corrupted elections don't prevail. And so although we have December 14th, just this past Monday, where the different slate of delegates came in those six states that were challenging, the GOP delegates also showed up and cast their votes. That's happened before in U.S. history, where there have been two slates of delegates and there's been controversy over the outcome of a particular state's election and how they sent their delegates right up into the day where they go to Congress. And so the date of ultimate significance, as the Supreme Court recognized, is January 6th, when Congress actually receives and counts and certifies the Electoral College. So at this point, what the campaign is doing and the legal team for the president, we are still pushing for election integrity to make sure that every legal vote is counted and counted fairly. There is still plenty of time for the state legislatures to do their constitutionally mandated job by making sure that the delegates that they send and they certify are the correct ones.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show, last hour, Thursday. Tomorrow I have Joel Skousen and Investigator Dave tomorrow. Leo Homan, big thank you to him for coming on. Chris Ann Hall couldn't make it. Leo Homan came on, investigative reporter who's amazing and nails it and covers it. Hat tip, Mike, thank you for that. Leo was great. Leo was great.
He was fantastic.
Yep, and he gets it, leohoman.com. I'm telling you, there are a few investigative journalists I'll ever have on the show. Alex Newman is one. You get who I have on the show and who I don't. And Leo is fantastic. You should pay attention to him and support him.
Well, he's right on the money on everything.
He gets it. Totally gets it. You got to love that. Now, that was Jenna Ellis. I played Jenna Ellis, Trump's attorney, who we've had on the show. I also wanted to play this from her as well. Okay, so here we go. Here's a longer explanation of the electors. This is about a minute. Here you go.
So, for example, what can and should happen is that when you have a state like, say, Pennsylvania, one of the most interesting things that came out of the Texas versus Pennsylvania filing in the Supreme Court, even though in my view and a lot of constitutional experts' view, that was wrongfully dismissed out of hand without hearing out of the Supreme Court. But what that case, one of the great things that came out of that case is that the Pennsylvania state legislature, their leadership in both the House and the Senate, filed an amicus brief admitting to the Supreme Court and telling the Supreme Court that they agreed with Texas that their state's laws in the administration of the 2020 election were not followed. That gives them the basis through their investigations, their findings, all of the testimony and evidence presented by the mayor and myself at that hearing for Pennsylvania to reclaim under Article 2, Section 1.2 of the U.S. Constitution. They can reclaim their authority to select the slate of delegates. And so they have every opportunity to call themselves back into an electoral session for the purpose of voting on sending which slate of delegates they're going to send. So that is what should happen in each of these six states prior to January 6th. in at least 4 of the 6 states that are in question, have recall petitions that are available. And citizens in those states can start those petitions and say, you know what, if there is a member of any party who is an elected official who's in the state legislature or who's the governor, who's not willing to take this seriously and genuinely uphold and protect the law and the rule of law and the Constitution, we can recall them. And we can say, no, we are going to alter the people who are in our government because clearly they have failed us.
Today we sit down with constitutional law.
Okay. That was Jenna Ellis. That was from Epic Times. Love the statement and love what we can do, what can still be done too. I do think there might be some surprises. I've said this many times on the show since November the 3rd. And I'm telling you, I don't know. Something's afoot. Can't you feel it? It's just something is
there
big.
Absolutely. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. So
there's no way something can't happen.
Right.
One way or the other.
I know. Lynn Wood is talking a lot about John Roberts today. Said it's the most important tweets he's ever done. John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice, needs to recuse himself. Thought that was kind of interesting because people have known for, I think, quite a while that he's been compromised and yep. And maybe on the take, allegedly. So ever since, you know, anyway, and there are a couple of trips to Lolita on the Lolita Express mm-hmm. to Epstein Island back in 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I had a friend, an older gentleman who was a good friend of mine, who used to say about people like Roberts,
mm-hmm.
they must have pictures of him doing
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Because every time he can be counted on by those liberals, or he is a liberal. He just didn't portray himself
no,
to be one.
No, I think he's bought.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a difference.
I do too.
He bought, not necessarily bought with mm-hmm. money, but bought with
bribe. Yeah. I know. I hear you on that one. Okay. So there's that. And of course, this is getting so interesting. Little Hitler guy Fauci decided that he needed to tell people not to go home for Christmas, not to see their kids for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. You were sent some literature.
You know,
too. I want to go over that too. This is so funny.
The Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Massachusetts website has a mass.gov/holidays. And on that website, they're telling you to increase the risk of COVID spread. We want to celebrate safely. So read over this. Keep your family safe during the holiday season and obey the travel orders.
What would we do without getting told what we can do?
Obey the travel orders.
Just obey.
Well, if you want to be alerted to the latest in COVID, you can sign up, text, email, or phone in your preferred language.
Wow.
To be notified of the latest COVID, like, you know, make a right turn instead of a left.
Yeah, how to tie your shoes. It's so adaptable in your own language even. I love when government tells us what to do. Makes me feel warm and fuzzy. That's for sure. And you were making a comment right before we went on the air. Look what happened with Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, no.
Nothing. Nothing happened with Thanksgiving. People were not suddenly infected with anything, right?
Since Thanksgiving, the CDC just announced that they're actually cutting the quarantine period from 14 days to 7.
Right.
That's how bad Thanksgiving was, that they're cutting the quarantine period.
There's so many lies.
10 states had no increase in cases because of Thanksgiving.
Yep.
38 states maintained the same trajectory they were on.
Yep.
But Christmas is going to be worse.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
Christmas is the bad one.
They sure do not want you with family and friends.
Nope.
They really don't.
They want everybody locked up in their homes right after Christmas.
Yeah. I call my own state epidemiologist Dr. Dumb because she's a tool. She's an idiot. And I hate to say that about somebody, but she is. And her idiotic statements appear 24/7 in our news. And she's got the ear of the governor. Well, my governor and my own state. And so she came out after Thanksgiving and said, well, it's just a miracle that we didn't have all these cases that she had predicted were going to happen. And so she, you know what she did? She said, thank you to all of you that wore masks at your family gathering. Let me just tell you, when I hit social media, I didn't see one family in a mask with each other. But she had to keep up the narrative, see, because it fell apart. It fell apart. Everybody kind of gave her the big, you know, middle finger and basically said, we're not doing anything. We're going to do our own thing. We don't care what you say, except those highly indoctrinated in the areas of my state that were extremely liberal. No one else was paying any attention to her or the governor. And they basically said, we don't care what you say. And so everybody did what they normally do over Thanksgiving. But it was just funny that she had to thank everybody for wearing masks. I thought that was a hoot. But, you know, that's probably going on in every state that listens to
absolutely.
Us right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Your epidemiologist got out there and, you know, Christmas miracle. So now they don't want you there for Christmas. They don't want you with your kids.
Yeah, they're really encouraging the virtual Christmas.
Oh, you guys, it's just making me ill.
It's like the people that put the virtual fireplace up on their TV screen.
Right? Good grief. I've actually done that. I have. I've actually put a TV fireplace. Because if you go into like Prime or Netflix, they all have these.
They're
you can
beautiful.
Just sit and watch a fireplace on your TV crackle and burn and everything. And I think it's great. Anyway.
And easy to clean up.
It makes me feel warm. Senator-elect Turberville suggests he'll join objection to electoral votes. So that's good. DNI, the director of national intelligence, actually came out, John Ratcliffe, and confirmed there was foreign interference in the 2020 election. Is he setting up Trump going after the 2018 executive order he did? Which basically says that he could strip people of all their assets and everything else if they were found to be in foreign interference. That's kind of interesting that Ratcliffe is coming out saying that now.
Well, if we have the big surprise from the Electoral College and the president ends up in another term, that might be the next thing we see is the operation of that executive order.
Yeah. Now, I saw a letter, a good friend of mine sent a letter to me from Bill Stapien, the Trump's campaign manager. And I have a few comments I'd like to relay to all of you when we come back after the break about him. But there was this letter done on what looked like, you know, the right kind of stationery that said that they were going to have inaugural, you know, we're going to go ahead and have a Trump inaugural. We basically have two presidents. And so we're going to go ahead because we know he won in a landslide. But I actually don't believe that document to be true. I think that it was a forged document. Could be. But I do have a few comments about Bill Stepien, and I'll share this with you because it's part fact, part theory. And you know, I'll always tell you if this is Kate theory or what, but this is my gut feel, but I could be wrong. When we come back, the lies keep coming about the flu vaccine too. It's still being heavily pushed. You're going to see propaganda everywhere you walk, on that too. Please don't believe that. You know, it's so funny that they never, ever broadcast the amount of deaths that still happen, even though they have the wonder flu vaccine, right? It amazes me that they still push that. And then every single year, it's always the same on the deaths. In fact, that hasn't actually changed a lot since 1950. We've always, since they really started kind of looking at flu deaths, it's always been about the same. And I did a show on that. It's kind of amazing. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, rum-pa-bum-bum. Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Hi, welcome back. I know, a little Bing and a little weirdo David Bowie. Why they got together for this song, I don't know. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. What could I say? Love my Christmas music. It's the only thing getting me through right now. Is it you? Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to be the religious.
Oh.
For me.
What about the fun from the weirdos like David Bowie?
No, I actually get more peace and comfort from the religious.
Oh. Well, apparently not me. I like it all. All right. Well, you're better than me. You're
no,
a better person.
No, I mean, I like
you
it
are.
All,
you're a better
but
person.
I get more peace and comfort from the
know.
Religious.
You know what I get peace and comfort from? Not. Look at these articles. This came out, this gem. I thought our hospitals were overworked and inundated and at capacity. Gosh, mm-hmm. It's kind of hard when articles like this come out from Healthcare Finance. Hospital admissions projected to be down 10.5% in 2020.
Well, that happens when your hospitals are overwhelmed.
Yeah. In fact, it even went on to say smaller hospitals and rural hospitals are among those most likely to face financial challenges because of all the revenue losses. I'm sorry. I thought we had a plague. How could it be down? I thought we had a plague going on. I was told we had a plague. We're at capacity.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
I know. Well, when Healthcare Finance prints something in October that says, yeah, 10.5% already. 10.5% since the beginning of October in 2020. I know, it's hard, huh? Yes, we know. And it's beyond ridiculous. In fact, it went on to say that they'd received grants, hospitals and Medicaid providers, $175 billion in relief fund distributed by the Department of Health and Human Services. $175 billion with $30 billion more to go that they were handing out to the end of the year.
Wow.
And that's just grants. That's not even on truly on the total amount. That's just in the grants they got immediately through August. Okay. Well, if people were going to the hospital, though, wouldn't those bills have added up? Wouldn't they have need? I mean, did they need the grants of $175 billion to offset that 10%? It's kind of amazing, number one. And number two, if people were going to the hospital left and right, our hospital should have been profiting left and right through insurance companies.
Of course.
Okay. I just thought I'd bring up that point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
On Inauguration Day, I may or may not put a sign in my front yard that says no.
Ah, I like that. Just no.
Hey guys, Merry Christmas.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Thank you. Just no.
Yep.
Yeah. No to a globalist takeover. No to a communist takeover. Just no. Okay. I wanted to mention something. So I saw this letter written on what looked like Trump letterhead that said we're going to go ahead and have our inauguration, which I don't actually believe they would put out there. And so it came, you know, Bill Stepien. Bill Stepien is the guy that took over. I don't know if people realize this, but Trump had a guy that he had hired over his 2016 campaign that was a little more grassroots business guy, okay? This guy had started out in the family business, and when I say family business, I mean they were all kind of into tech stuff, and then he ended up doing all the digital work, and he was able to actually do a lot of the digital work from home. I mean, he actually did a great job in the 2016 election. Brad Priscalli. So he has him as his guy, but I don't know if you guys remember this, but in June, they had that event set up for Trump, and the event had, they said 800,000 tickets sold, and the event could house only 19,000 people.
Yeah.
But they only had about 6,200 people, the press said. Usually they underestimate, but right. Only 6,000 people show up. And they said it was because liberals went in and bought up all these tickets. Now, I remember doing that story, and I remember thinking they had never done that before. It was a very, very interesting event because that had never happened. It had never happened where you put out an event for Trump, and all of a sudden, all the tickets were bought up by liberal progressives posing as Trump supporters, and then they didn't show to try to get the optics to show you nobody wanted Trump.
Yeah.
Well, Brad was fired, okay? He was fired. And the guy that had been under him for, I think a year or two, was Stepien. And Stepien comes in, and he is the new campaign manager for Trump in a very, like, here we go, up ramping up to the election, a very important time. Okay. Optics are important. Everything is important right now because we can show how many people showing up at events and such. Well, I just find it a little weird with Bill Stepien. Bill Stepien, he was actually the New Hampshire, the guy that led New Hampshire for Bush Cheney. He was the guy that was part of John McCain's campaign. He's been part of campaigns for a lot of deep staters way back. And the thought occurred to me because he actually worked for Christie. Okay. Christie, it's basically thrown this election under the bus and is kind of a do what I, you know, I'll do what I'm told kind of guy, even though he tries to appear like some patriot, but he's not. So Christie fired this guy, and he fired this guy because when he worked for him before Trump, because of the fact that his name kept coming up as part of the being involved in planning of that bridge situation. Does everybody remember that 2013 bridge situation where there was a criminal trial and it involved that 2013 lane closure on the George Washington Bridge? And the Bill Stepien was actually accused of having an affair with the girl, one of the plotters that was named in that lawsuit. So his name kept coming up and it was mentioned almost 700 times in the trial transcripts. Bill Stepien. So then Stepien starts working for Trump. And the thought just occurred to me. I thought, I wonder if he planned and helped that little event of the 800,000 tickets bought by liberals. I wonder if he was in one of those instigators, you know, to kind of get that guy gone so that he could step in and take over the campaign. Because I don't think he's done a good job at all. I think he's actually done a really horrible job. Did he do it on purpose? Did he do that horrible job on purpose for Trump? Because he seems to work for a lot of deep staters. That doesn't say everything, but it does say something to me.
You know, the other thing to consider, though, is that that seems to have been, over the last 4 years, one of the president's main problems is, is that he just can't seem to hire people who are farther away from the deep state.
Yeah. And so I don't know the intents of these people, but that Brad, who had done a good job for the president up to that point, was taken out and this guy put in. And since this guy was put in, you didn't see a whole lot. In fact, you didn't see a whole lot about Trump's plans for the future. You know, a lot of stuff was left out. And I just thought it was bizarre. And I just that connection, I just wondered if he could be a plot like that with Christie and be stabbing Christie in the back, would he be stabbing Trump in the back?
And you never heard Brad say one bad word about the president after all this happened.
I know.
Not one bad
word.
Not
one. Yeah. Not one. So I just thought I'd just relay that little bit to you. Just an observance of mine. So part Kate theory, part actual fact coming from the trial itself when he was named 700 times in the trial transcript for that being, he was accused of being one of the plotters to stab Christie in the back. And they said, this is why Christie got rid of him. So anyway, I just thought I'd tell you, he had a long, long line of history of being right there for some of the biggest deep staters our world has seen. And thought that that might be of interest to any of you. The lies. Well, let me give you this little snapshot too. So the judge denied the effort to have 200,000 people restored to Georgia voter rolls before the runoffs. He rejected an effort to do this. And yeah. And then the Georgia witness came forward, Christina Melamon, who basically said, I volunteered to come out to Georgia. She's part of the young Republicans. And she said, I learned that there was not enough poll watchers for the Republican Party. So she went out to help in Georgia and she was asked to be a poll monitor. And when she arrived at the Annex Board of Elections in Savannah, Georgia, she observed that there were three scanning machines and two computers and a laptop. And she also observed that there were two internet modems and the internet modem was brightly shining green lights. And I also witnessed that there was blue USB flash drive connected to the front of each scanning computer's hardware drive. And this was was not a keyboard or mouse connection. Kind of interesting. Her testimony coming forward. Also, Peter Navarro reporting issues on voting irregularities. The emperor in the election has no clothes. We also had, of course, the DNI, John Ratcliffe, coming forward to say that there was interference, foreign interference in this election. So for years, we got to hear about foreign interference, and now the media is completely silent. Completely silent. Not even questioning.
No.
Yeah. And then, of course, we've got Lynn Wood, a great attorney, basically saying, John Roberts, hope you recuse yourself, and calling it one of the most important tweets. That was interesting, too. I thought that was interesting. So six states still not called, and just thought I'd let everybody know that. Stuff is still moving ahead, and whether the media reports it or not doesn't mean it's not happening. So Wisconsin attorney says evidence of 200,000 votes illegally counted.
Gee, but not enough to reverse outcome.
Yeah, and I think the states have until December 23rd to send in their electors.
Yeah.
Their slate of electors too. And like Jenna Ellis was talking about, you know, one of the very few times in all of history where electors showed up to slate their votes as well. So you had competing slates in all those swing states, in seven states to be total, totally. So thought I'd mention that. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. You're not nuts, I promise. It's getting thick. When I come back to after this next break, I want to talk a little bit about informants. I want to talk a little bit about people that sign up to do that and how it works in the prison system. Maybe that'll be helpful if patriots are imprisoned for no apparent reason. You'll know who to trust and who not to. And then also I want to talk about it in general, because when we talk about our country just being infiltrated by these kinds of people, it's coming at us in every single angle. And I don't know that we're truly aware of how many people are trained to go into communities and different areas to give you a whole slew of lies about who they are, about what they're actually for and what they're actually promoting. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's bigger than we think.
Huge.
Huge. Very, very big. And so some advice from someone who spent some time in prison as a patriot, Todd Engel, wrote a wonderful, wonderful post about this and about how to identify an informant. Kind of interesting. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'll share this with you.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps.
Hi there, welcome back. I just had this vision of Biden. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Bob Rivers for you. Oh, his take on Christmas songs was just too funny. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, awesome, awesome product. And let me tell you, you're not getting the nutrients. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're eating green smoothie shakes at every turn. You're not getting the same nutrients you could have 100 years ago from our food supply. Make sure that you are taking a supplement. And when you're choosing one, I would choose Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, as the code, and you will get 35% off and free shipping. Order some for a friend, and they kick it out so quick. They kick it out within 24 hours to you and ship it to you. It is a great product, fantastic, and I love it. Make sure you're getting it, too. There was a couple things I was going to talk about actually, but I referenced, I was going to talk about informants, and I think this is something that you have to be so aware of right now going on in every community too. But this came from Todd Engel, who was wrongly imprisoned, after the Bundy Ranch, incident. And, he spent just this huge amount of time in prison. He was just let out this last, a few months ago. Yeah. finally. So he said, while we were in prison awaiting trial, and I just found this so intriguing, he said the feds would continually send informants into our units to watch us and report on us. And how did we know they were informants, you ask? Well, they would always try to get close to us in relation to their bunk location. They would also usually have a minor crime, some weed distribution or drunk in a national park, you know, something like this, that resulted in a whole 3-month sentence. And then they would ask us lots of questions, and we always caught them trying to eavesdrop, you know, on their conversations. Mm-hmm. Most of them were intelligent, which made it obvious that they were federal agents in training. And that they had to go and they in training and who had to spend 3 months in prison in order to understand the minds and characteristics of inmates and criminals. These guys would tell us that they had to go to the halfway house after leaving Pahrump, Nevada. But through back channels via fellow inmates, we found out they never actually checked into any halfway house. So that made them a fed or informant immediately. And the feds also have inmates jump your case, which means that they are actually a criminal with real charges, but can decrease their sentence by providing information to the prosecutors concerning others that they are detained with, namely us. And he said, these are the rats that you can't spot, but they also are also unreliable as informants and witnesses, as they're actually criminals with long records and will do anything to say anything to get their sentences reduced. So the government still uses them to testify against others, but they try to hide who they are and the proffer they've signed and what the government has done for them for their testimony, you know, paid them reduced sentence. So these guys rat on each other with made-up stories and people who go to prison who shouldn't. And now federal informants on the outside, yet similar but different. And he's talking about on the outside. These are professional informants and even agents that will be themselves into your world via going to your church, your gym, shooting range. And they will have many things in common with you. As they seem to look like a great person. And many times they will have just moved into the area from out of state wanting to make new friends. Or they may even have family that has moved in with them, which makes them even more believable and gets your guard down. And of these informants, there are two types. One lives a normal life and gets to know you and all around you. His mission is to report everything he sees and hears, like who purchased guns and what kind and how many. And do they have remote property? You might be asked those questions. And he said, are they organized with comms, medical personnel? These paid informants are hard to spot, but if you pay close attention, you may see red flags. The next informant can be exactly like the one above, but he'll begin to subtly hint at having you do something that's just a little illegal. He may want to give you an item he just made for you, but he can't tell anyone. Now, I could go on and on about their motives and methods, but I'll leave you with this. The FBI pays these guys thousands and thousands of dollars to inform for them. Money is no object. Information is. It's a serious issue. Be prudent. Be wise. Don't be paranoid. And I agree with him. Don't be paranoid, but conduct yourself accordingly. Reevaluate friends and associates, people running for office, people that are suddenly in the Patriot movement all of a sudden, or because he said informants are everywhere in every community, and these people are trained, and they're trained to come in and sort of be this like false person amongst you. And I thought that was a really interesting post. What do you think?
I think it's reminiscent of the KGB.
yeah, absolutely. And so it'll look like they're just kind of going along and doing everything that you do. And yep. And it's, you know, I just thought that was great. And really be aware. They're sent into every community. I don't think there's a community too small. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hi there.
I need to say something.
Sure.
Like, you opened the door to me for this woman of light.
Aww.
Where she, that's love.
Mm.
It's, love is light. Amar is luz. It's, well, I just wanted to say that to you.
Aw, thanks.
Is Milty there, too?
Yes,
yep.
He's here.
I'm here.
Yep.
Hey, Milty. Hey,
hi.
Milty. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Completely alone out here.
Mm.
Completely alone.
Well.
You know how many people are like that right now?
Yeah. I think people feel alone, but know that you're not. And I love that you called in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, love. As long as I have love, I will never be alone again.
Aw. Thanks.
It was no, a, it's love a, this.
What's that?
Trust me, I'm not wrong about this.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate your call. I really do. It was awesome. I really appreciate it.
But there are a lot of people feeling very alone of all of this. Don't have anybody over.
I know.
Stay at
Be
home.
Be isolated.
Wear a mask. Don't let anybody see you smile. Don't talk.
How many people talk to you
if you have a mask on?
Please don't let them win. Please don't let them win and listen to what they're saying. Please. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Hi.
You know, Catherine Austin Fitz was on your show the other day.
Yes.
She was talking about how she had this idea for frustrating the communist overlords by having kids learn how to encrypt their local neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And that got me thinking, what if we were able to take all of our red counties, also known as American counties, which we all have looked at a county map and we know that's about 78% of the country.
Sure.
What if we were able to transform our countyhood into statehood, which would allow us to control our votes? We could count them by hand. We'd be up all night.
Yeah.
We'd have our state rights. That would frustrate their plan so much.
Yeah, it would.
And it's not asking for secession. It's a solution that's very real, because I think what the communists are doing is they're trying to flip our red states by coming into the big cities and infesting those cities. And that would frustrate them.
Well, you're right. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, yes, yes. And then you just have to get your cities not to be municipalities, because when they become a municipality, they get money directly, and that communication goes then directly to the Fed, and it jumps over the state. And so that would be another direction you'd have to take in the county situation, because I know even in my own county, that's what they were desperate to do, was go right to the feds for that kind of interlock for Fed money, and you'd have to remove that too. But if you could do it, it'd be a great idea.
We're always going to have to fight for our freedom.
Yep.
So I'm not saying it's a solution, a permanent solution, but I think it's something that would
frustrate them.
And it would frustrate them, and they're not expecting it.
Amen, brother. Yep. Thank you. I like solutions.
Except that we're talking about it now, and of course, people are listening, like the CIA, which is trying to invest in America already. But anyway, thanks for your show.
Really,
thank you so much for your time.
Aw, thanks so much. I really appreciate that. It's a great call.
You know, that what he's suggesting is actually kind of what I say often, in that we have to start fighting them the way they fight us.
Right.
They invade our cities, our conservative cities, and try to turn them. We should do the same thing.
Yeah, that's how they're changing America fundamentally from the inside out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's not very often I can be on a topic like this, the jailhouse snitch deal.
Yeah.
But I've been through this for some 25 years, and now I find my son's involved with it on this last bust by the U.S. Attorney General here in Utah on this white supremacist bust.
Jeez.
When we found out the discovery, there's a video supposedly of him selling some snitched dope along with these white supremacists, prison gang member. Well, this isn't him at all, and he's got an alibi of being at work,
right?
And there's no way we can get this stopped. And I've been trying to get it out into the media, but it's kind of touchy to do that. I know a bunch of guys up here in Utah County, Ben Sam Bushman and those guys. I've been talking to them over the years
good
about
guys.
This stuff. But anyway,
so sorry.
It's a long story, but this whole world we live in is snitches.
It is horrifying. And you should email me, kate@katedallyradio.com. Thank you for the call. It is horrific when we see how they go about taking people down. And the more patriotism we see from people, the more they love their country, the more they want to stand up. Yes, these people are right there, side by side, trying to infiltrate in to do this kind of stuff. And you'll see people that suddenly appear on the scene, running for office or just deep into the patriot movement all of a sudden and are right in the middle of everything. And you really do have to ask a few more questions. Sometimes we can be naive and... And it's tough. That this is tough. And I you think people wouldn't do that or sell their country out like that or be put in a position where they would do that into a community, but they do.
Yep.
They do. They're trained.
Yep.
And sadly, some of the military are through those programs. They get trained and picked. And it's really pathetic. I can't imagine selling out like that. I can't imagine trying to turn people in or trying to get them in. And when you get questions, you know, how many guns do? You have private property and all those kind of things. Wonder why somebody's asking you those things. Why? What would be the purpose, you know? Right?
To know where to come.
Yeah. Why
them.
Do they care? Yeah. Why do they care what you have, what you don't have?
Yeah. You're looking for one?
I know. Just keep that in mind. And I thought that was a great post. So thank you, Todd Engel, for putting that up and letting people understand what they were up against on the inside and what we're up against on the outside. And that's how they do. They use that stuff against these people. And a lot of times it's fabricated because they couldn't, like Schaefer Cox, he's in prison right now, a total patriot. All he did was teach the Constitution, but they actually got him on charges that were fabricated by the informant. So they were able to do that. I think that was up in Alaska. They were able to do that to him and put him in prison, you know, 20 years. And the sentence, I think now he's still got time. Couldn't get out. Wish Trump would pardon him. If anybody needs to be pardoned, it's somebody like a Schaefer Cox. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring that up because not to make anyone more paranoid, that's not the goal, but just to let you know how bad the infiltration in America is. And when we think, you know, often that people can't, it's hard to get all the bad guys. There's so many bad guys. I mean, there really is. There's so many people that sell out, and it's tough. And I know we're watching legislatures all across the country do their selling out. And are they good guys or bad guys? Well, if you're selling out your country, you're a bad guy. Sorry. I don't know how else to paint that one. You're not a good guy.
No.
You're not a good guy who made a mistake and maybe they're using information against you or whatever. You're a bad guy. Please do the right thing.
And we have to stop being afraid to point out the bad guys.
I know. Why is that? Why do we get so afraid to do that?
Well, we don't want to hurt their feelings.
I know. So true. But I appreciate people like Todd that have endured like that and have had to go through that experience and aren't bitter. They're not bitter. They've come out the other side and they really want to help and inform. I love that. So hat tip to Todd out there. What else? I had on the docket today. Geez, there was just so much. Anyway, all I can say is that go into this Christmas season just with happiness in your heart and understanding that maybe some stuff will happen. Maybe some miracles will happen. Maybe some things will work in our favor. This year, we're going to be up against a lot of stuff. We got to be ready for that. And we were put on this earth, you know, to fight for all this. We were not, you know, we're not here to be defeatists. We're not here to just be defeated every day. We're here to use our skills and talents and lives to really help. And so all of us in our own way can do that.
Yep.
Firmly believe that. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this. Quite frankly, it's too much of a pain. It's too hard. Back tomorrow with Investigator Dave, round two of what he talked about last week. And then, of course, Joel Skousen tomorrow as well. Everybody have a great one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow. KateDallyRadio.com. KateDallyRadio.com. And thank you to all those that help with the show. Even the little bits. I really appreciate that. Keeps us on the air. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. KateDallyRadio.com.